And we're back. Let's do it. The John DeBella Show Daily Podcast on a Monday morning, December 13th. All the best stuff we talked about today. And it all started with a cup of hot chocolate or cocoa. Sure, that applies as well. Mike Nesmith of the Monkees passed away over the weekend. Only John just found out about it this morning. We paid tribute. Speaking of TV shows, John saw some rather bad ones this weekend. Four random facts were shared. Thin the herd. Of course, we took care of a batch of stupid criminals. We always do Monday morning. Plus, Whack and Elf continued. You can't hear it here, though. You got to tune in 7:30 every morning for that. We wouldn't want to be like you in song stories. And we talked the legendary Fisher Price telephone. Have a listen. Here you go. It's the Daily Podcast.
Kurt Crush will be at the Met on New Year's Eve, and we've got tickets for that show. And this is for the midnight. This is, well, cool. It's, well, I guess it's 10 o'clock show. Yeah. 10 o'clock show. So you'll be there at midnight with Bert Kreischer. So my guess is, knowing Bert and his love of alcohol,
that
second show is going to be wild. Because by that time, he would have started early during the first show.
No doubt.
All right. And anybody who would pass him a drink. Now, it is the Met, so it's not as easily available as it is, say, in a comedy club where everybody, you know, there's a table right in front of you and people have drinks right there.
Right.
So someone would have to stand up and hand them a drink.
Well, it would be classier booze at the Met.
Yeah, it will be classier booze at the Met. Anyway, we've got those Bert Kreischer tickets. We've got Ace Frehley tickets for the Classic Rock Riddle. That's coming up in a little bit. And today is a National Cocoa Day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Now, hot chocolate or cocoa? Which do you say?
Oh, God. Hot I go chocolate. Back. It's one of those back and forth ones for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot cocoa. Yeah. Hot chocolate. I
never
know.
Say hot cocoa. It's really? Hot chocolate.
Yeah. I always say hot chocolate. Oh, you know, and if I use the cocoa term, I'll do it with some sort of stupid accent. You know,
yeah. Give me that accent. Right.
You want cocoa?
Oh, okay.
You want cocoa? We're going to have cocoa. Who wants cocoa? You want marshmallows in your cocoa?
You know what ruined it? The Polar Express, reading that to my kids.
Not really?
And that's hot cocoa in there.
Yeah, it is
so,
hot cocoa.
So that's completely taken over the rest of my vernacular.
Okay, milk or water?
Oh, in terms of making it?
Yeah.
I was always milk growing up. Right. I don't know if I've ever had it with water.
I love it with water.
Yeah, I
like it with water a lot. Yeah.
I'll have to try that. I don't think I ever have.
Usually when you get the Swiss mix. It says water. You can use milk also, but it's just
milk.
Hot
water. I always find like it's like I don't want a dairy drink. I want hot chocolate.
Okay.
Now there are the people who make hot chocolate. Where it's actually chocolate.
Oh, like Garces? Did he do that?
Yeah.
One year?
Yeah, you're right.
Down at the turkey drop.
Right. That's above my intense. Pay grade. That is intense.
Yeah.
It's like, sure, just shoot it right in my veins. You know, my heart wants more of that.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
I'm not sure if you guys even understood my reaction to the fact that I didn't find out until this morning that Mike Nesmith of the Monkees had died.
No, me either.
All right. You know, you didn't know that either?
No. When did it happen? Friday?
All right, happened
Friday. That was the first call.
Yeah, it was that?
I was the first call.
Wow.
Yeah.
They alerted me right away.
Okay. All right. He was only 78 years old, and they're saying it was natural causes, although he did have a quadruple bypass surgery in 2018.
Okay.
And, I mean, it could have played with it somewhat. I mean, you know, a lot of people just look at him as the guy in the wool hat from the Monkees, but Mike Nesmith was so much more than that. First off, he was a serious songwriter. He had a hit record long before the Monkees were even formed. He wrote a different drum for the Stone Ponies. That was Linda Ronstadt's original band.
Okay.
You know that song, You and I, you know, travel to the beat of a different drum?
Yes, I know. Okay, now you
don't want me singing, folks, but
it worked.
All right. But, you know, and then they brought the Monkees together, and the Monkees did not play their own instruments, did not sing and write their own songs. And Nesmith was the driving force behind it. Hey, wait a second. We've got ability here. And once he started writing songs with Davy Jones, all of a sudden they started getting hits. And then we got a lot of, you know, help from other writers as well. Right. But probably the two things that he's known least for, well, one a lot of people do know, but the other one is, if it wasn't for Mike Nesmith, we would have never gotten MTV.
Really?
Long before anybody had done any kind of music videos in this country, Mike Nesmith was doing this thing called Pop Clips, right? And I remember coming on the air with me once, he was in the studio with me once, and he had this song, Brazil, that he was promoting, and he had done a video for it. And he was talking about, he goes, you know, in the future, you're going to be able to sit at, you know, at your TV, and you'll have a controller that will let you change the angles of the shots, that you could watch what was going on screen. He was so advanced, he was actually developing stuff like that. This is before DVDs, before anything like that. Mm-hmm. Right? And then, you know, and so he came up with this Pop Clip show, and some people at a network saw this stuff and offered him the job. They wanted him to create MTV. They wanted to put it in his hands, and he just was like, nah, this is nothing that I want to do at all. So, wow. You know, that, and the other thing is when his mom died, he came into a huge fortune.
Oh, yeah? What was she the heir to, or what did she, what she, business did
she invented something. She was a secretary.
Oh, wait, was it Whiteout?
Whiteout.
Ah, I knew that.
His mom invented Whiteout, and in 1951, she came up with that. Remember, that's at a time that when you mistype something, there was no really way to correct it.
Right.
Right. But if you were a good Whiteout artist, right, you would not even notice. A multi-million dollar company. Wow. From crazy. A secretary who just decided, wow. Well, if I chop up a lot of paper and put a little glue to it, I wonder if this will work, right? So he managed to live off of that, and he had obviously his own successes. But you know, she died in 1980, so he came into that money after his own success. But rest in peace, Mike. Rest in peace. God bless you. Thank you for everything you gave us.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Cindy, I got to tell you something. I was telling Steve about this earlier this morning. I watched some of the crappiest TV in the history of TV watching over the course of the weekend.
Oh, no.
All right. First off, I'm going through Netflix, and I come across this movie. I was in the mood for something Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. And I come across this movie called A Castle for Christmas. And I go, okay, this screams like Hallmark Channel stuff.
Exactly.
Let me see what it is. It's Brooke Shields and Cary Elwes, all right? And he plays a Scottish Duke. Right, who's fallen on hard times and has to sell his castle, and she is a now. Does this scream Hallmark? And
yes.
she is a romance novelist,
of course.
All right, who has lost it? You know, her entire audience has turned on her because she killed off one of their favorite characters.
Oh no!
All right, and then she explodes on the Drew Barrymore show.
Wow. Okay. There's a lot going on here.
So I'm watching it, and as I'm watching this thing, every predictable thing that could happen in one of these movies happens, and even the lines. It gets to the point when you're watching this movie, you know the line that's going to be spoken next before it comes out of the actor's mouth. The level of bad was incomparable. Actually, there was something to compare it to. I don't know if you saw it, but... Sex and the City came back?
Yeah, I know it's back, but I did not watch it.
Don't. Don't. Don't really? At all. All right, right. These shallow people, all right, are even worse in their old age. They're terrible. They're absolutely oh my God, and I don't want to kill the ending of the first episode, but mm-hmm. Kill is the operative word here. It
all
is.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes on, you know, And the folks at Peloton are not happy about it.
Oh, I did hear something about that.
Interesting. Yeah, so, kind of want to check it out now.
Yeah, it's bad. And you know, and there are certain people who are just not aging well. And everyone who is in both of these things, I could put them in that case. So, God, it was some bad TVing this weekend for John. It really was.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And now it's time for
random
facts.
One, two, three, four.
Get us going, sit.
Okay, the main reason that Will Smith did The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was that he owed $2.8 million in back taxes and he needed the money.
Oh, my God.
In fact, 70% of his pay for the first three seasons was garnished by the IRS.
That's incredible.
What did he owe back taxes for?
Yeah,
that much?
All of them, the money they made off of the records from him and DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Really?
Yeah. They paid no taxes at all.
Wow. That'll get you.
All right.
What do you got?
Glass blowers use three different furnaces to make their glass. One of those furnaces is called a glory hole. I've seen them.
Really?
In Murano. I actually have seen the glass blowers and their glory hole.
Okay.
Stop by.
I thought you were saying you've seen a glory hole.
Right.
I did say I saw a glory hole.
There's one at 30th Street Station.
Murano, Italy.
What do you got?
Hitler had a nephew named Patty Hitler.
Patty
Hitler.
Who's from the Irish side of the family?
Perhaps. He could have been born here, though, because he joined our side in World War II and had to fill out a form letting the government know if any relatives might be fighting for the enemy. Might have heard of my Uncle Aid.
And lastly, the Saint Nicholas associated with Santa Claus is the patron saint of prostitutes. And now you know why we call them hoes. And there are your
random facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
I failed to mention that, of course, we're going to whack an elf at 7:30 this morning. But this morning's, what do we call this thing?
Song stories?
Thank you.
Stories about songs and the stories behind those songs.
Okay, thank you. Being brought to you by Revitalist Spirits. Go to revitalistspirits.com. Use the promo code SPIRIT for 15% off award-winning spirits delivered to your door. The Alan Parsons Project was both Alan Parsons and Eric Wolfson, or the late Eric Wolfson. Eric was the composer and lyricist. Alan was the musician and engineer and producer. And for the most part, neither one of them sang on any of their songs. A guy by the name of Lenny Kazatek was the man who was behind things like Games People Play and I Wouldn't Want to Be Like You. When it comes to I Wouldn't Want to Be Like You, Eric Wolfson had a strange thing to say about it.
I Wouldn't Want to Be Like You was the key song to the iRobot album. It's one of the most completely ambiguous songs we've ever done, because when you link the idea of the album being something to do with robots, and then you get phrases like, I wouldn't want to be like you, to me prompts the question, who wouldn't want to be like who? The lyrics are extremely complex on a deeper level, and also serve the function of being entertaining in a superficial level.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Obviously, ahead of us is Whack an Elf, the opportunity to Whack an Elf coming up momentarily. Find out what caller we're looking for, and then maybe you're going to walk away with one of these fine gifts that we have. Speaking of gifts this morning, do you remember the Fisher-Price toy phone? The one the kids just, it looked like a car, had a dial on it.
I have it. It's in our basement right now.
It has a string on it?
Yeah.
Jack was walking with it last night.
Yeah. There's a new version of it.
Okay.
All right. That is Bluetooth enabled. So that you could call it from your smartphone, right, and talk to your kid.
That's pretty cool.
It does. I don't think it makes calls out. I don't think there's a plan that you can get with this, but it is Bluetooth enabled, right? But it still has the rotary dial, right? And the reason for the rotary dial is it teaches kids numbers, so that when they they spin the dial and go to six. The phone will say six.
Right.
They learn the numbers that way. But, so they got all that. It's $60.
Which is, that's kind of typical.
I got ours for $3 at a yard sale.
I inherited ours,
I mean, you can still get the non-Bluetooth version for $10.
That's too expensive.
Well, sign me up for that one.
There's always one at a yard sale somewhere.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
In the herd,
Anyone can steal a car, so kudos to this idiot for at least trying to be original. A 54-year-old guy in Indiana named Sammy Allen stole a street sweeper.
All right.
On Sunday.
That's ambitious.
And led cops on a low-speed chase. He swiped it from a highway construction site around 1:30 in the morning and then drove it through several people's yards. The cops tried to stop him with spike strips, but...
Does that work on bristles?
I don't think it does, but it was going so slow that he was able to drive around them, right? They say he hit speeds of 10 to 15 miles an hour.
Wow.
At one point, he crashed into someone's garage and almost flipped the thing. Part of the garage collapsed, and he was able to regain control and kept going.
He's a tank.
All right. The chase finally ended when he drove the street sweeper into a river. He didn't try to take off on foot, but a police dog took him down. Cops got him to the hospital to deal with the dog bites to his arm. He's facing charges of vehicle theft, resisting arrest, leaving the scene of an accident, and reckless driving.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
All right, a traffic stop in Johnson County, Arkansas, has put Little Debbie in the crosshairs of drug enforcement.
No, not Little Debbie.
Yes, cops pulled over the vehicle. Deputies noticed that they suspected that methamphetamine paraphernalia was in plain view, and the unnamed woman was trying to hide a small bag of pills while the driver of the car made a run for it. Once the duo was taken into custody, it was learned that they were both felons from Oklahoma, and the woman was wanted for vehicle theft as well. In all, 100 grams of meth, 150 Xanax pills, and a half pound of weed, and a handgun were all found.
In the box of oatmeal creams?
Most of which was stuffed inside a Little Debbie oatmeal cream pie
box.
Now, they've charged the pair with various felonies, but deputies have suggested that elected officials consider a bill that would make any abuse of a beloved snack food a felony as well.
In the herd.
What do you got, Dave?
His story might be related to mine. One of the biggest complications with being a meth dealer, I would assume, is not having a storefront, so it can be hard to establish your place of business.
Sure.
Which is obviously something this guy pondered, 31-year-old Anthony Silcox. He was a chef at Waffle House in Carryville, Tennessee. Yes, indeed. And I think you know where this is going. Yes, he was dealing meth on the side from the Waffle House kitchen, as one would probably normally assume. Well, the cops raided it on Friday. He was arrested while standing next to the grill, probably working on some hash browns. He had drugs and paraphernalia on him, but he admitted to the police, yes, I was selling meth at work, but, quote, not every day. They still charged him with sale and delivery, which is a felony, and he's due in court next week.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, most people agree that new moms should be allowed to breastfeed whenever and wherever they need to. But there are certain things you have to make exceptions for. Someone posted a screenshot on Twitter that appears to show a Delta pilot sending a message to air traffic control about a passenger who refused to stop breastfeeding her cat.
Oh, what?
Excuse me?
All right, her cat.
You ever seen the teeth on those things?
It happened on a recent flight from Syracuse to Atlanta. The message says that the passenger in a seat 13A was breastfeeding her cat and refused to put it back in the carrier when asked to.
I've got nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Right. The flight attendant also posted something on TikTok, but that seems to have been taken down. She might have gotten into some trouble for that. All right. The account has been deactivated. But before she pulled it down, her post said the woman was swaddling her cat in a blanket with her shirt up, trying to get it to latch on. And the cat was quote, screaming for its life.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Ding.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.